It's good that we can worship. We may not be together, but we are together in the Spirit of the Lord. So welcome. We're going to sing Thine Be the Glory, Risen Conquering Lord. Let us come to the Lord to praise His name. Lord, you are great. You are wonderful. You are the only true and living God, Father, Son, and Spirit. O Lord, what could we do without you? And Lord, especially in these times of the virus spreading, Lord, you are there for us. And we need to remember that we can come to you at any time. But Lord, now we want to give you the praise. We want to give you the glory, for you are indeed a wonderful God. We worship you. We want to serve you. Lord, help us to show how thankful we are for you by living lives that please you. But Lord, even then we need your help. But Lord, may we serve you. May we dedicate our lives to you. And may we have the joy of walking with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we go to our reading. It comes from John chapter 1 and it's verses 1 to 14.
Before the world was created, the Word already existed. He was with God and he was the same as God. From the very beginning, the Word was with God. Through him, God made all things. Not one thing in all creation was made without him. The Word was the source of life, and this life brought light to mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out. God sent his messenger, a man named John, who came to tell people about the light, so that all should hear the message and believe. He himself was not the light. He came to tell about the light. This was the real light, the light that comes to the world and shines on all mankind. The Word was in the world, and though God made the world through him, yet the world did not recognize him. He came to his own country, but his own people did not receive him. Some, however, did receive him and believed in him. So he gave them the right to become God's children. They did not become God's children by natural means, that is, by being born as the children of a human father, that God himself was their father. The Word became a human being and, full of grace and truth, lived among us. We saw his glory, the glory which he received as the Father's only Son. God spoke about him. He cried out, "This is the one I was talking about when I said he comes after me, but he is greater than I am because he existed before I was born. Out of the fullness of his grace, he has blessed us all, giving us one blessing after another." God bless this word.
I don't know what we'd do without the words of this song. A lovely old one. There is a Redeemer.
Lamb of God, Messiah, born.
Let us come to our Lord now and bring all our thoughts, our needs, our hopes, our desires to him, knowing that he will hear and answer our prayers. Let us pray. O Lord, our God, we come to you in faith. We love you. We know that you love us. And each one of us now will recognize that you are our rock, that you are our companion, but much more than that, you are our Savior. You are the giver of life. You are our comforter. And Lord, there are times in the present situation where we need your comfort. Lord, we pray for your world. We pray, Lord, that the whole position of this virus spreading throughout the world will be dealt with. We thank you, Lord, for all those who've been working on a cure. And Lord, we pray that their work will be brought to success and that there will be a result where people can take this recovery, where we can be tested, where we can be healed. Lord, we thank you for all that is being done now to save us from this virus. Lord, we thank you for all those who are looking after people who have the virus, for our doctors, for our nurses, for all the workers in the NHS. Lord, there is so much going on. A, to heal those people that have the virus and to help us not to have it. We thank you, Lord, for all those that work in the national authorities, the authorities of all nations. Their task, Lord, is not easy because they have to make restrictions that sometimes we oppose. Lord, we pray that you would give them wisdom. And Lord, now, as we're entering in just a few days a new tier system, we pray, Lord, that we will keep to what we're being asked for. And we thank you that we've been told that it's a 2-week trial and then they will look at it once again. Surely, Lord, we can't complain of that. We thank you for the wisdom of our leaders, and we thank you that you are guiding them. And we pray, Lord, that we can put aside all our worries and our fears, that we can cast our burden upon you and know that you will be with us through whatever difficulties we may encounter in the future. You are our friend. We love you. We know that you will be with us. You promise to be with us through difficult times and with happy times. And we know we can claim that promise. Lord, we pray that you would be with our families and friends. We don't name them today, Lord, but you know who they are. You know each member of the Willows Church. You know our families. You know our friends. You know the present needs, the present difficulties. Lord, you also know about the hopes that we have, the desires that we have. You also know about the concerns that we have for other people. Lord, will you be theirs and our healer? Will you be theirs and our companion? Will you be the one, the only one that we know we can trust fully? But Lord, we bring our friends, we bring our relatives, we bring all the people that we know to you and ask, Lord, that you would be all that they need. Lord, we may have difficulties at the moment, but we know that you are the one who helps us to overcome. You are the overcomer, and we pray, Lord, that we might be reassured of that truth. You will get us through all that's happening. You will be there for our families and friends and for ourselves. We, Lord, are very fortunate because we have our loving Creator, our loving Saviour, our loving Guide, one whom we know we can trust. So, Lord, hear our prayers this morning, and, Lord, may we thank you for prayer, for the privilege of prayer, for the power of prayer. And may we, Lord, put our trust in you and you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we're going to sing one of the newer songs, There Is a Place Where the Streets Shine.
There's a place where the streets shine with the glory of the Lamb. There's a way we can go there, we can live there, be on time because of you. Because of you. Because of your love. Because of your blood. No more pain, no more sadness, no more suffering, no more tears, no more sin, no more sickness, no injustice, no more death because of you. Because of you. Because of your love. Because of your blood. All our sins are washed away.
Yes, Lord.
And we can live forever. Now we have this hope because of you. Well, we'll see you face to face. And we will dance together in the city of our God because of you. Be joy everlasting. There'll be gladness. There'll be peace. There'll be wine ever flowing. There's a wedding. There's a feast because of you. Because of you. Because of your love. Because of your blood. All our sins are washed away,
everyone.
And we can live forever. And now we have this hope because of you. Well, we'll see you face to face. And we will dance together in the city of our God because of you.
Yes, Lord.
Because of you. Because of you. Because of your love. Because of your blood. All our sins are washed away.
Thank you, Lord.
We can live forever. Now we have this hope because of you. We'll see you face to face. We city of Alba because of you.
The message that we have today is called The Man from Heaven. John chapter 1, the Word became flesh and lived for a while among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. You know, we see here his glory. Five words with staggering implications. What is God like? How can we, an infinite holy God, how could an infinite and holy God reveal himself to sinful people? The greatest thinkers would have been grappling with questions like these for over thousands of years without reaching any final conclusions. The Old Testament prophets spoke about what God was like, but when Jesus came down from heaven and was made man, he revealed God so perfectly that he described him as the image of the invisible God, the radiance of God's glory, and the exact representation of his being. When the disciples wanted to be quite sure about God, Philip said to the Lord, "Show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." And Jesus replied, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." We hear so much about communication problems these days. God solved the problem perfectly. What could be more meaningful than the birth of a baby, growing into boyhood and manhood, sharing love and compassion, knowing loneliness and hatred, suffering pain and agony, and finally death? In Luther's famous words, "He ate, he drank, he slept, he walked, he was weary, he was sorrowful, he rejoiced, he talked, he toiled, he prayed." So there was no difference between him and other men, save only this, that he was God and had no sin. Since God revealed himself so plainly, it is tragic that the Christian church is guilty of theological jargon and of confused thinking. In the New Testament times, the people would often keep their treasures under the earth, so it wasn't at all unlikely that a man would stumble across treasure while digging in a field. Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven was like a treasure for which a man would give up everything. What is the kingdom of heaven? Is it the reign of the King of heaven, Jesus? This is priceless treasure, and in Jesus are countless other treasures, each one far, far outvaluing anything that the world has to offer. Think of happiness, everyone searching for it, but like the rainbow's end, it always seems to be in the next field. James Fox said that he'd always thought that if he could make it, life would be different. But he didn't, and it wasn't. He was miserable, he said, but he was perpetually unsatisfied until he found the joy that only Jesus could bring. Professor Joad was one who was converted from atheism to Christ, and he said, trying to find happiness from this world is like trying to light up a dark room by lighting a succession of matches. You strike one, it flickers for a moment, and then it goes out. But when you find Jesus, it is as if the whole room is suddenly flooded with light. In heaven, now, there are people like Rod, Ollie's husband. There are people like Sylvia, Dawn's mother. There are people like Alan, Rita's husband. There are people like William, Sarah's father. There are person like Ernie Sims, who was involved in the beginning of the community association and the church. And I'm sure we can recall many others who are in glory in heaven. We had the Thanksgiving service for the life of Cynthia from Hillingdon only yesterday, and it was a tremendous service of thanksgiving. Why? Because the family were convinced that Cynthia is now in glory with the Lord that she has loved and served. And you know, provided that Jesus is kept at the center of our life, and this is very important, we then have a priceless treasure of joy that nothing in the world can change. And finally, we have the joy and peace that we find with Jesus in heaven. In other words, we will go and join those that we love and have gone before us. Why? Because our God is true to his promises. He came from heaven, he went back to heaven, and he's waiting for us to enjoy him there. God bless you all. Amen. Now we're going to have the hymn, When the Trumpet of the Lord Shall Sound. What a wonderful thing that will be.
Trumpet of the Lord shall sound, the time shall be no more.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the peace that you give to us. And we now pray that the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit will be with us both now and forevermore, and will also be with our families and our friends. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. Amen.